From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. This is Alan Cairn saying hello to you and welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak. Thank you for joining us for today's broadcast. I trust you'll be able to stay with us as we continue our study of Colossians chapter 1, looking at verse 24 today and in the days to come this week and next, going through to the end of the 29th verse. First, however, it's time for our daily devotional Bible study and our thought for the day to challenge and to comfort. Today our devotional study is taken from Exodus chapter 8 and verse 1. The theme is Saved to Serve. Thus saith the Lord, Let my people go, that they may serve me. Have you ever considered what a thriving institution the New Testament church was? I'm often struck by the closing words of Acts chapter 2, where we're given an insight into the life and labors of those converted on the day of Pentecost. Here's a demonstration of activity, involvement, participation, every member contributing to the work of the church. It's a wonderful picture. The sad thing is that, in the eyes of many, Acts 2 is a mere historical document. They don't realize that this is God's blueprint for a vibrant, successful church. The Lord seeks for men and women committed and consecrated to His cause. Have we forgotten the purpose of our redemption? That purpose is brought before us in the demand Moses was to carry to Pharaoh. The children of Israel were to be liberated so that they might serve the Lord. Our deliverance, our redemption, our salvation is to the end that we will serve the Lord. What a transformation would be effected in the witness of our churches if every member were fulfilling his obligations in the matter of Christian service. Let me ask a question. How much are you contributing to the work and the witness of Jesus Christ through the body of believers among whom he has placed you? Do you serve by your presence? Is the pastor able to rely on your attendance at every meeting? Do you serve by your prayers? Are you constantly interceding for the church and all the avenues of its witness? Do you serve by giving practical support? Are you a good steward of that which God has given to you? Do you serve by personal labors? Are you always ready to play a part, whenever possible, in the program of getting out the gospel? Saved to serve. Is that maxim really true of your life as a Christian? A good question. One old Puritan gives us our thought for the day. William Jenkins said, Christ keeps no servants only to wear a livery. In other words, we're not merely to look like Christians, but to live like Christians.
Thank you.
If you're a regular listener to Let the Bible Speak, you will no doubt have heard me mention the booklet Separated Unto the Gospel. Let me tell you a little more about it, and perhaps you'll decide you would like to receive a free copy. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church here in North America, and this booklet aims to tell you what you need to know about our church. In a time when mainline Presbyterianism has become increasingly apostate, some people are surprised to find Presbyterians who still believe the Bible and stand for it without apology or compromise. Free Presbyterians are not the only Presbyterians who do this. There are other faithful men and churches, and we thank the Lord for them. However, they are increasingly difficult to find. And we want to kneel our colors to the mast. We believe the Bible and seek to be faithful to it in every area. The booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, sets forth a very brief historical sketch of how the Free Presbyterian Church came into being and what its doctrines and practices are. We know that in an age when there are so many charlatans and compromisers of Scripture around, people are justly wary of anything with which they are not familiar. We hope this booklet will help you to get to know us a little better. We'd be happy to send it to you free of charge if you write or call and request it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is LTBS@freepres.org. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-866-877-LTBS, 1-866-877-5827. So if you'd like to have the booklet Separated Unto the Gospel, make sure you write or call. We look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you.
In our study of what it is to minister the glorious gospel of Christ from Colossians 1:24, we've seen that the gospel minister is a servant of man and a steward of God. Today we see that the gospel ministry is God's way to provide his household with the food of truth.
If I am executing an office that God has given me, and remember when you call me or anybody else to be your minister, you are saying before heaven, I believe that God has given him that office. And if I am executing the office that God has given me, and faithfully setting forth Christ, faithfully expounding this word, not burdening you with every opinion or theory or notion or philosophy that I have adopted along the journey of life, but expounding this word, then it comes with full authority. Yes, subject everything I say to the word. Believe only as it stands according to the word. But nonetheless, remember, as you do that, the minister and the ministry of Christ come with the authority of him who appointed it. This is a dispensation. Out of that word, I take it that the ministry is God's usual way of providing for his household. It's his usual way, especially, of providing his household with the food of truth. That was uniquely the task of a steward. When a lord or a rich man had a large domain, a large house, and he appointed a steward over all or part of it, it was the steward's task to oversee every part of that work. It was the steward's task to ensure that provision was there for the household. And when the Lord appoints ministers of the gospel, ministers of the book, then he is making his provision to provide the food that God's people need. This is how ministers are to conduct the house of God. This is how they're to approach the job of their pulpit ministry. This is how they're to approach the job of their personal counsel. They are there to provide the food of truth. Paul puts it like this in verse 25. He says that his job was to fulfill the word of God. Now, what does that mean? I think the simplest way is to look at Romans 15 verse 19, where you have the very same phrase. There it is translated, fully to preach the word of God. And I think what Paul is saying, when he's saying my job is to fulfill the word of God, he's saying my job is to unfold, to declare the word of God in full. That's my task. I am here, says Paul, to fulfill the scripture in the sense of taking it and fully expounding it, fully declaring it, and fully applying it. You remember the Lord Jesus when he sent his disciples forth, Matthew 28 verse 20, told them to go into all nations, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. In other words, fulfill the word of God. When Paul was reaching the end of his ministry, he called the Ephesian elders to meet him. And he said, Acts 20:27, I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Now that's the task of this pulpit. Now what does that mean in detail? Well, verse 28 gives you a look into some of the things that it includes. First of all, it includes preaching Christ. I don't know how ministers miss this. The one thing that's missing in the evangelical pulpit in America today is preaching Christ. You've got ministers who are so dumb, but they think they're so smart. But I use the word And I realize it sounds very critical, it may be harsh even, but I use it completely honestly. They are so spiritually dumb. They think they're so smart. They can talk about everything under the sun. They have opinions on every subject under the sun. They are running around looking for little texts that they can take out of context that will sound very clever. They're running around getting every sort of illustration that they can get. They're so big on their illustrations. But they never get around to preaching Christ. Most pulpits in America have never heard a sermon on the priesthood of Christ. They've never heard a sermon on the active and passive obedience of Christ. They've never heard a sermon on our union with Christ. I heard one of the most famous preachers in America, and I don't say one of the greatest preachers. To me, mostly a charlatan, but certainly one of the most popular preachers in America. I heard him trying to describe what he meant when... Now, this is a man who had preached for years and years and years around the world. And now he's saying, I'm trying to get this over. I can't understand it. He'd come across the phrase, in Christ. The doctrine of our union with Christ was something so completely new to him. He had no idea in the world even how to define it, never mind preach upon it and expound it. Now, where are we? What is being preached if Christ isn't being preached? In every fundamental church in America, the blood of Christ is mentioned again and again and again and again and again. When John MacArthur was foolish enough to make slighting comments about the literal blood of Christ, comments that he has not yet withdrawn, by the way, I can say to his honor, he has withdrawn other equally foolish comments that he made on the eternal sonship of Christ. He'd withdrawn other comments that he made on the nature of saving faith, but he's not withdrawn the very foolish comments that he made on the precious blood of Christ. And fundamentalists all over America were incensed against him. But the tragedy is that while they have the language in most of those churches, there has never been a single exposition of the meaning of the blood of Christ, of what it actually means, what the Bible intends by it, what we have in, through, by the blood. Preaching Christ in his person, in his priesthood, in all his perfections, in his work, in his offices. Preaching Christ. Particularly preaching Christ as the all-sufficient merit of the sinner as he stands before God. What is it that constitutes us righteous? What is it that deals with guilt? What is it that gives us confidence to appear before God now in prayer and soon in person? What is it that does that? It is the righteousness of Christ. Not the, if I can stray a little here, not the attribute of his deity, his eternal righteousness. That's not imputed to us. God is infinite and eternal and unchangeable. And so are his attributes. You cannot take an attribute of God and apply it to man. Or impute it to man. Can't be done. The righteousness of Christ is the righteousness earned and expressed by his obedience in life and in death. It is his fulfillment of the law of God. It is that which merited the reward of the covenant promise of God. That righteousness is taken and it is placed to our account. That earned merit of Christ is what's placed to our account. So that now, believing in Him, we stand invested before God with a perfect legal obedience. That's what gives a Christian assurance. That's what gives a Christian his standing before God. And that is fundamental to preaching Christ. Paul says this is the first thing. Whom we preach. I would love to see in all our churches a cessation of the iniquitous practice of preaching around Christ but never getting to Christ. I would love to see an end to the preaching of clever little thoughts of men that never bring sinners face to face with the blessed Savior in all the beauty of His person and all the all-sufficiency of His work. Preach Christ. But then there's what he calls warning. A word that's translated warning is a word that maybe translated admonish. It's a word that has in it the Greek word for mind or reason. The idea in this word is it's a word of discipline, really. A word of training, should I say. Whereas chastening is the training of a child by action, by disciplinary action, this word is training not by the action of discipline, but by word. It's training by the use of words. They may be words of encouragement, they may be words of rebuke, they may be words of instruction, they may be words of warning. But the idea here is training God's people by the use of words.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairns saying thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we let the Bible speak.